This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's a result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Keravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton, who does not have a website, but is in practice in New York. He is the leading psychiatrist in the world who understands aspartame. Dr. Walton has been involved in the study of aspartame since 1985, when G. D. Searle, the pharmaceutical company headed by Ronald Rumsfeld, first introduced aspartame to the world. Alrighty. I can't remember what we were talking
sure
about right
we
before.
Were either,
I know. During the break, I ran down and put some clothes in the dryer from the washer. Okay. So, are there any countries where one might not find aspartame?
Gosh, I don't know of any. I think you're going to find it in just about every country in the world. I don't know of a country where you will not find it. Penetration has been remarkable. It's quite a marketing effort.
Amazing. And I spoke, well, and they do that through the media, through television, and I think even in third world countries they have TVs.
Yep. Yeah, even if a country doesn't have TV or an area doesn't have TV, you're going to find diet colas everywhere.
So there must be a worldwide concern with... Why do people drink diet stuff? Is it because they feel like they're getting too fat? Or
Sure. I mean, we have this problem of increasing prevalence of obesity. So people think correctly that they want to reduce calories. And switching from a regular cola to a diet cola, sure, you're going to have less calories. But the bottom line is you're going to ultimately consume more calories than if you just had the regular cola. As I said, there's a lot of evidence now that aspartame will drive carbohydrate craving so that you wind up taking in more calories than you would if you used a regular soda as compared to a diet soda.
Right, and that's carbohydrate calories, so they eat more bread.
More bread, more pasta, sure. More sweets, cookies, candies, etc. It really drives this craving for sweet things. You know, when your body expects something sweet and calories. When you take in something sweet, your body expects calories. When those calories aren't forthcoming, then you have an increased appetitive drive, an increased drive to get those calories. So your body is driven towards increasing its sweet intake when that sweetness is not followed by real calories. So you look for those calories, and you wind up eating more.
Okay, so your body can recognize that this is not what it was expecting,
right.
And that drives, okay. That makes sense. Now, you were involved in Hawaii when they were testing for aspartame, when they were testing the results of aspartame. Have any other states or countries?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, last year, 2 years ago now, I guess, I received a call from Roger Williams, who was a member of Parliament, and he had an interesting experience. He's actually a trained scientist himself. I believe he went to Oxford and had a degree in physiology. And he's a member of Parliament who represented his constituency in Wales. And he had an interesting experience of one of his constituents, being a science teacher, had a 10-year-old son who was becoming overweight. So this youngster on his own switched from drinking colas to drinking diet colas. He thought he was getting too fat, so he was going to on his own. And he had a sudden onset of a grand mal seizure. He was 10 years old, and he had a seizure. And he had some real behavioral changes, too, as a matter of fact. And he was initially, you know, diagnosed with epilepsy, put on anticonvulsants. But his mother, being a science teacher herself, was a little skeptical of the diagnosis. And she did some research, did some reading, I think saw my papers and some other material on aspartame, wondered whether his seizure could have had something to do with the fact that he was drinking an awful lot of artificially sweetened colas. And so she took him off the colas, eliminated all aspartame from his diet, discontinued his Dilantin. He'd been placed on an anticonvulsant. He was put on phenytoin Dilantin because of the seizures and the incorrect diagnosis of epilepsy. And even without an anticonvulsant, as soon as his aspartame was eliminated, he had no further seizures. But being a scientist, she wasn't totally convinced. She actually sort of did an experiment with her own son. She was quite brave. I'm sure she loved her son, but she actually reintroduced aspartame, and he had another seizure. Yes, she felt pretty bad about that, but was then 100% convinced that his difficulties were due to aspartame. She wrote to Roger Williams, her congressman, essentially, her member of parliament, and he started looking into the situation, found my papers, and wondered whether I would help him. He wanted to actually introduce legislation into the House of Commons to ban aspartame in the United Kingdom. You know, EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, had approved it. But he, as I said, he became convinced that this was a problem. So I went to England. I worked with him for about a week, and he and I put together a bill which he introduced into the House of Commons. Unfortunately, it didn't pass. It came close, but again, the industry inundated the MPs, members of Parliament, with their studies, you know, their industry-funded studies. And again, although the vote was recent, I've forgotten what the exact vote was. I don't remember the numbers. But we did get quite a few votes, but it was defeated. So it continues to be legal to utilize aspartame in the United Kingdom. But I was hopeful. I mean, we did, as I said, there was a vote in Parliament, so at least a lot of people, a lot of members of Parliament at least, were educated about it. Again, we didn't succeed with the vote, but we came close.
And that's amazing, because a lot of people in Congress, I am certain, drink diet sodas.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that a lot of them do. I know many, many people in government are ardent consumers of artificially sweetened drinks. Yeah. An awful lot of aspartame use in Congress and in the government, absolutely.
Could you tell us what a grand mal seizure is? What happens?
Where, you know, your muscles, your extremities will flex. You know, you have the violent motion of the arms, legs, people biting their tongues, which is why you try and protect the tongue during a seizure, eyes rolling back in the head, loss of consciousness for a few minutes. This is a grand mal seizure. Okay, an epileptic fit, all right? And aspartame can lower, again, it doesn't do this in everyone, but if you have enough aspartame, you lower the seizure threshold enough, so some people are going to have convulsions, are going to have a fit that looks very much like epilepsy.
Right. Now, you talked about the anticonvulsive medicine. Now, what if somebody has a diagnosis that they have frontal lobe epilepsy or whatever, and the doctor puts them on a drug to prevent them from having seizures, but they continue their aspartame use. What might we expect?
What we might expect, well, again, it might be that the anticonvulsant may override the seizure lowering, the threshold lowering effect of the aspartame. So it might be that the seizures are controlled, or it might be that they're not. You know, and somebody, say, who is epileptic, who does have epilepsy and needs an anticonvulsant, the control of their seizures is going to be much more problematic if they take in aspartame. So it might be that without the aspartame, they need a lower dose. Somebody who legitimately, who really does have epilepsy, obviously needs an anticonvulsant in order not to seize. But it might be that if they're also taking an aspartame, they're going to need a much higher dose of their anticonvulsant to override the threshold lowering effect of aspartame.
Okay.
And I found this, too, in many of my patients. You know, I have patients, say, with panic disorder who might need to be on a medication, on an anti-panic sort of medication. But I find that if they're taking an aspartame, the dosage that I need is much higher than if they're not taking it. And so I often can lower the dose. You know, I try, obviously, and not use medications with my
sure.
patients.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton. And we were talking about... we were talking about convulsing and aspartame and medication. I've noticed that there seems to be a greater incidence of brain cancer. And that's something else that we never used to hear about.
Yes, certain kinds of brain cancer. The man who's done a lot of research on this is John Olney at Washington University. And he's written some really powerful papers to the effect that he believes that certain kinds of brain lymphoma are increasing in prevalence because of aspartame. He's tracked the increases, and the increases in this form of brain cancer worldwide has pretty much followed the increasing use of aspartame. You know, and there's an awful lot of evidence from the animal literature that, you know, so for example, Armando Siffredi in Italy has done research showing that in laboratory animals, aspartame does increase the incidence of brain tumors. And Olney's work in conjunction with Siffredi's really is a very powerful statement to the effect that aspartame may be a factor here in the increasing prevalence of certain kinds of brain tumors.
Yeah, this is very, very scary.
It is very scary. You know, I was starting to say something before, Deanna, I think before the break, that I try in my own practice, obviously, to minimize the use of medications. And I find that many people who come to me with mood disorders, panic disorders, if we just eliminate the aspartame as step one, sometimes we don't need to use medications. We don't need to go any further. I have an awful lot of patients who present with panic attacks. And, you know, I do a dietary history on everyone.
Oh, fabulous.
And if they are having, say, panic attacks, step one, I will try and eliminate the aspartame. Sometimes then the panic disorder goes away and we don't need to do anything more. That's not always the case, obviously. But I find that if someone does have panic disorder, say, independent of the effect of aspartame, that the amount of medication I need is a lot less if they stay away from aspartame. If they're using aspartame, then I need to use a lot more medication than I would if they don't. So, you know, again, I think it's very, very important not to jump to conclusions. A lot of medical problems really can be either induced or mimicked by aspartame. People who present with neurologic symptoms that look like MS, for example, well, again, I first look at their use of this artificial sweetener, get them to eliminate that. Sometimes their neurologic symptoms go away. Again, not always, obviously. But even in people who have MS or other neurologic problems, I find that if I eliminate this, their symptoms are less, the control of their problem is a lot easier, I need to use much less medication. So it's really critical that physicians should look at diet of the patients and certainly look at the use of artificial sweeteners.
And it's amazing how many doctors simply ignore diet completely.
Yes, yes. The older I get, the more I'm convinced that our diet is absolutely essential, that so many problems can be addressed by improving our diet.
Now, do you ever recommend supplements, vitamin supplements?
No, I don't, actually, because I believe that getting it from food is the best. Again, this is a controversial area, but
sure.
I don't recommend supplements. I really recommend a really, really healthy diet.
Now, we talked about children that are that have brain tumors, and a friend of mine has a child that had a brain tumor, a very young child. And is it possible that the mother's drinking of diet soda during or even before they become pregnant can lead to their child having a brain tumor or developing a brain tumor as a young child?
Well, we don't know the answer to that. It's a very, very good question. Nobody has data on that. That's something that Woody Monty and I are looking at with regard to autism, but certainly the same question could be asked about brain tumors and about a number of other health problems. We just simply don't know. The data is not there. The studies are not there. We're trying now to do it. Unfortunately, we're having some trouble getting enough people to respond to that. And there is, speaking of websites, Betty Martini has a website out there that has a question. I wish I knew the exact, Betty Martini probably would know. But the questionnaire that Woody Monty and I have is on the Internet. I wish I could tell you exactly how to get to it now. I can't.
Okay, let me just... she was going to be on the program on Thursday.
On Thursday. Ask her. Maybe she can mention how people can get to that questionnaire. It would be tremendously useful for our study. If people could respond to that questionnaire, we've had very, very few responses. I was hoping we would get thousands of responses. We haven't. We've got a handful. But a handful is no good when it comes to doing medical research. We need large numbers. So that would really be, it'll take literally 1 to 2 minutes of that for people to respond to that questionnaire. You know, it's just a single page, seven-item questionnaire. As I said, it should take about a minute, but it would be so important. We really need data, and we need information from both mothers who have given birth to autistic children and mothers who have just given birth, people who have given birth. So, because we need to compare those with the history of an autistic child and those who don't. So we need as many, many responses as we can possibly get.
Okay. I'll try and look for that questionnaire on her website. She has several.
Her website, or I'm not sure where it is. It's somewhere out on the Internet. That questionnaire exists. I wish I could tell you how to get to it, but Betty Martini will be able to tell you.
Okay, and we'll try and figure it out before the end of the program, too. There's so many things. There's so many products that have aspartame in them, even something like corn syrup. Would you say that...
Well, high fructose corn syrup is a problem unto itself. That usually doesn't have aspartame in it. Many products with high fructose corn syrup will also have aspartame, but the two are very different agents. High fructose corn syrup is something that I really, really tell my patients to look for and to assiduously avoid. I mean, it's a high glycemic index food. In other words, it makes your blood sugar spike and then drop precipitously. This is it's a major contributor to obesity, to type 2 diabetes, like aspartame. In other words, there are many products that will have both. But no, aspartame isn't in high fructose corn syrup. They're both problems.
Okay.
But they're separate. They're separate chemicals.
Okay. All righty. Okay, hopefully we can find that website, because I think that's important. I think that what you're doing is vital. And of course, you do need people to participate with you in order to do this. And
we can't do, because it's especially important, because I ethically can't do, we probably should mention this too, that there were major problems. When I did the double-blind study back in the early 90s involving people, okay, where we actually gave aspartame, there were so many adverse reactions that the IRB, something called an institutional review board that looks at any ongoing human study, they actually had to put a halt to the study because of the severity of the adverse reactions. Fortunately, we had enough data at that point that it was still a statistically significant study and it was published. I thought, though, that was the end of the study when the IRB adopted, and I think probably I ought to mention what some of those adverse reactions were.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, we had, for example, we had one of the participants was a 45-year-old PhD hospital administrator who was one of our guinea pigs, and he was very, very healthy, had no history of problems with his eye, but he had actually an intraocular, an eye hemorrhage, had to be life-flighted to Cleveland. And nevertheless had to did lose the vision in one eye. And we had a nurse who was another volunteer, another guinea pig, who also had an intraocular hemorrhage. So we had two episodes of intraocular bleeding. And as I mentioned, one of the metabolites, one of the products of aspartame is wood alcohol, methanol. That's a known toxic agent for the eye that causes blindness.
We do have a break. I hate to interrupt. We will be back in 4 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call...
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton, and I think we have a website, holisticmed.com/aspartame/questions, and I think that people will be able to get some help going there, and if you want to participate in Dr. Walton's study, please do. Click on the appropriate links at that website. Again, that website is holisticmed.com/aspartame/questions. Now, you were talking about eye problems and what had happened in some of the studies that you did.
As I said, two of the individuals, two of the subjects in our study, actually did have intraocular hemorrhages, that is, bleeding within the eye. And there were also other people who said that they were poisoned. There were tremendous mood changes, headaches. There were so many adverse effects in the aspartame. It was a double-blind crossover study, so people got either a placebo or aspartame. We gave 30 milligrams per kilogram per day. The FDA had stated that 50 milligrams per kilogram per day was safe, so I wanted to stay below that upper limit. It was still equivalent to a large amount of aspartame. It was equivalent to somebody drinking maybe 6 or 7 Diet Cokes in a day. But people do consume in that realm. You know, those who are addicted to diet products do have that much, because it's not just in Diet Colas. You know, anything labeled light, low cal, et cetera, is likely to have aspartame in it. So people do get sometimes in the range of 30 milligrams per kilogram per day. But it is a large amount. As I said, we felt that that was safe, and I was expecting fairly subtle changes. I certainly wasn't expecting bleeding within the eye or the profound sorts of difficulties that people encountered when they got that much aspartame. Again, not everyone, but a fairly large number of people in the study did have severe reactions, so that our institutional review board, that's a board, whenever you do research involving human subjects where you're administering something, there has to be a so-called IRB to safeguard the patients, the individuals who were in the study. They put a stop to the study at that point. They felt it was too hazardous to continue. As I said, though, we had enough data collected that it was still statistically significant, and the study was published. And I think it's important that what we expected, that is fairly subtle reactions, that was not the case. These reactions were severe, they were profound, and as I said, tragically, the administrator of the unit where I worked was actually lost the sight in one eye. So that ethically, obviously, I can't do another study where aspartame is actually given to people, but we can do questionnaires where we look at the use of aspartame during pregnancy for individuals who gave birth to children with autism spectrum disorders and women who used aspartame and did, et cetera. So when we need this data from the questionnaire, it would be extremely helpful if your listeners could go to that site that you mentioned, Deanna, and complete that questionnaire. As I said, it takes just a minute or so. It would be very important because Woody and I really need this data in order to try and answer that question as to whether the use of aspartame is a factor in this incredible increase in prevalence of autism and autism spectrum disorders.
Okay. And some of the questions are medical problems. Well, it has a title, medical problems that you believe are caused from using aspartame. Do you believe aspartame caused these problems? Did the symptoms go away when you stopped using the products? Did you see a doctor about the symptoms? Is that the one that you're referring to?
No, that's not the one. That's not the questionnaire that we have, no.
Okay, I was wondering. Okay.
No,
you are more interested in people who have had a baby.
Yeah, after 1983. We're interested in people who gave birth after the year 1983. Either with or without a child who has autism or autism spectrum disorder. So we want responses from women, as I said, who have given birth to at least one child.
Okay. Oh, goodness. And this would be a better study, obviously, and it would be a long-term study because, well, you cannot have a study using human beings.
We can't administer it anymore. Ethically, obviously, we can't give people this toxin. At the time that I did the study, as I said, I expected that the impact would be subtle, and I thought that since we were staying below what the FDA said was the upper limit, you know, they claim 50 milligrams per kilogram is the upper limit, so I stayed what I thought was well below that, and I thought that we'd have some subtle impact. I had obviously no idea we'd cause the sort of problems that we did. Had I understood that before we started, I never would have administered that much aspartame.
Well, of course. And yet, I just find it unbelievable that the U.S. government just goes ahead and approves of this.
Yes, it is. It's mind-boggling to me that that they have approved this. And, you know, I've written many times to the FDA commissioner. I've written to Dr. Hamburg. My letters go ignored, and I never get a response.
Really?
You know, and I never get a response. You know, I'm a licensed physician. I was a professor, a full professor in a major medical school. I was a department chair in a major medical school. So I think I should be considered worthy of a response from the FDA commissioner. But she never bothered to answer my letters. Literally
unbelievable.
Nothing.
What can we do about this? Can we all letters?
Write letters to your representatives that this needs to be looked at, and the whole operation of the FDA needs to be looked at very carefully.
That is just incredible. Now, do you think that Rumsfeld should be sued or strung up?
Well, you know, I'm not recommending that he be strung up, but yeah, a lawsuit might be good.
Yes. Ah, goodness. Okay, so now you said that the one lady, that her eye problem was permanent.
This was a man, actually. Yeah,
a man.
He
okay,
did
I'm
lose.
Sorry.
He lost the vision in one eye. Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, Deanna, you know, we know that one of the consequences of methanol ingestion is possible consequences is blindness. You know, alcohol-dependent individuals, chronic alcoholics who sometimes revert to using wood alcohol have problems with blindness, have problems with their eyes. And we did encounter two bleeds in previously healthy people in our study, tragically. That's something I never even thought of, never expected, because, you know, the FDA, I believed the FDA that up to 50 milligram per kilogram would be safe. I had absolutely no idea that it would be as toxic as it proved to be.
And how many people were in your study?
We initially was designed for 40 controls and 40 subjects. We didn't get there because it was stopped before, but as I said, we still had enough data that it was statistically significant.
Sure. And who did you submit the data to?
This was published in Biological Psychiatry, one of the major journals for psychiatrists.
And nowhere else?
No, you can only publish in one place.
A
study can't be published in more than one journal. Okay.
Oh. That's kind of unfortunate.
No, it's not unfortunate. I mean, it's the property then of that journal.
Okay.
You can't publish the same study in different journals.
Okay, so
but that, as a matter of fact, that's one thing, though, that I did find out. When we looked at the number of studies, when I prepared that chart for Mike Wallace for 60 Minutes, what we found is that, in fact, the same study was often published in multiple journals so that it looked like there were many more studies than there really were. In other words, one paper with maybe a change just in the order of the authors was in fact submitted to multiple journals, which is considered fraudulent, okay? You can submit and publish a paper in only one journal. One paper can be submitted in one journal only. But I found the same paper with maybe just a change, a subtle change in the order of the authors. Okay, so it's the same study published in different journals so that it looks like there are many more studies than there actually are. So this, again, pads the number of studies that are purported to show aspartame safety.
Right. Someone in our chat room said that they should string Rumsfeld up and insert an aspartame IV drip. Oh, goodness. Now, have you talked to your, you've probably talked to your congressman, talked to many people in Congress about this?
No, I haven't talked to my congressman. It'll be better for, people who are just consumers, I would be viewed as having a vested interest since I've published the adverse effects. But I think the consumer, the person who has not published about it but is just a constituent and consumer, these are the folks who need to write to their congressman.
All righty. Okay, we are going to a three-minute break. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443, or you can email comments to comment@spingola.com. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ralph Walton, and we do have some callers, so let's take some calls. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Deanna, and thank you so much for having Dr. Wallach on this highly important problem today.
You're welcome.
You know, since we are what we eat, or at least what we ingest, it's highly important that I don't want to take away from his storyline on the aspartame problem, which is manifestly important, but it's important to speak also on the other aspects of what we eat, and there's two really important things going on today. Today on RT Network, the Russian Times, they have a Mr. or Dr. Jeffrey Smith from the Institute of Responsible Technology, and he is speaking to the problems of Monsanto's GMO and the connection to it to these particular perforations in the bowel and also in the brains of penises transmitted through the leaching of the Roundup and other Monsanto GMO products into the soil through the critters that exist in the soil, and then it's later ingested by the other food, higher food predators that eat that. And, of course, then we eat them, and they're assimilated through the food systems of the plants that incorporate them into the fabric of the matrix. And he's tying this specifically to a spongiform type effect in the brains of these undeveloped fetuses as they're developing from these GMO products, and particularly the Roundup. And this is just a one another aspect, and it's on RT today. It shows at 11:30 p.m. Pacific time, so there's time for about an hour before it airs. It's on a program called Sophie and Company. I'd never seen it before. I just happened to look at it this morning, and I was blown away
Chris,
by the information.
Chris, do you have a question for Dr. Walton regarding aspartame?
Well, I guess on the aspartame portion, I would be curious, is Dr. Walton incorporating any other activities that we can assist in or prevail on to try to stop this poisoning of the world by these terrorists of technocracy and transhumanism and genetic manipulation like Monsanto and, of course, the makers of aspartame?
Okay.
You know, I think you raised some important points. Yeah, I do encourage my patients, for example, to buy organic whenever they possibly can, because many of the, as you mentioned, Roundup, and there clearly are many, many toxins, heavy metals, mercury, etc., lead. The nature of the produce that we eat is definitely changing. We're introducing many pesticides, many toxins into our food supply. So we need to try as hard as we can to get back to nature, to buy organic, to certainly wash our fruits and vegetables as well as we can. But, you know, you might be able to wash off some of the pesticide residue, but you're right, the nature of the soil is changing, and so many of these toxins are incorporated into the body of the plant or the animals that we eat. So, yes, we do need to look at our whole food supply, not just aspartame. You're absolutely correct.
I would further ask, Dr. Wallach, are you observing that what appears to be that our protective agencies of FDA, EPA, AMA, and others are perhaps not truly pursuing our best interests, but have been converted and perhaps are working against our best interests, specifically as a agenda of changing the nature of the human being and the quality of life that we might look to not enjoy?
Yes, absolutely. So again, you need to really, I think, put pressure on your representatives to really bring about some fundamental changes in certainly the FDA.
Thank you again, Deanna, for having such a wonderfully informative and knowledgeable guest on your program, as you usually do.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your call. All righty, let's take Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Dr. Wall, you're a breath of fresh air for a physician. Now, I've been a type 1 diabetic since 1965, diagnosed at age 2. So you could only imagine how much aspartame was pushed upon me by the diabetic nurse educators.
Right
now, I live in traditionalist Boston. If you even mention that I was in the hospital for one night recently for a surgery, can you imagine my asking for GMO or GMO-free organic or no NutraSweet as a type 1 diabetic? It was, I'm lucky that I didn't get labeled psychiatric.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you need to recognize that the American Diabetic Association receives a lot of funding from the aspartame industry.
If I wasn't, I'm very bright. My mother was a risk manager in a clinical setting, and I've been in this system so long that I know how to play it. I tell you what, had I been anyone other than who I am with all of this vast experience in the system and my research skills, I probably would have gotten a label, but I won't let them play these cards on me. And that's something to be very aware of. And I just, the other thing, too, is that when I first became aware of this, I was playing Monopoly with my son. Beautiful day. You know, long game. Drinking diet soda all day long one day. My now ex-husband called. He's coming home from work. 45 minutes later, I'm vomiting into the bathtub. I was definitely ill. We went to the ER. I threw up in the car, threw up in the ER. They had to bring me back in. They triaged me right up to the front of the line. And do you know what? I got a DO. I was lucky. In Texas, I got a DO. And he did a blood gas on me because he knew that I was toxic. He knew. And he didn't run the right, you know, test, but he did a blood gas on me to check for toxicity. And that's where my research started. And I saw Mary Nash Stoddard, got Dr. Monty's article, Aspartame, Methanol, in the Public Health.
Yep.
And when I called the FDA to report this, do you know what the representative told me? She said, well, you need to quit drinking that. She said, this is all we do is take reports on this. And I just thought that was interesting that that was her response to me.
Yeah, you know, they've had more complaints about aspartame than any other single product, yet they will not change their...
She told me quit that. Drinking it.
Yeah.
But as a type 1 diabetic, I'm telling you, they have this by the you-know-what. It's very, very difficult to push back upon the medical status quo in this country. It is almost impossible, and I highly recommend the webpage, the Dutch Society for Medical Dissidents. Because the iatrogenic error that I suffered, that I know Deanna probably remembers my calling in, but I'm telling you, that is a wonderful webpage. Everyone should access it, print the articles, print the opening page, because if that webpage is no longer available, when you need it, you're going to regret not having that information.
The
wonderful
Kathy, what is the website?
It's called the Dutch Society for Medical Dissidents.
It
has NE for the Netherlands in the URL, so it's a little tricky.
Okay.
I highly recommend that everyone print the articles and the opening page on that. Had I had those things printed, I would have played some of these things a little bit differently with the physicians. Once I found that webpage, and I started bringing that to some appointments recently, I basically called their bluff, and they started doing the right thing, moving the right direction by me. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Kathy.
That's a website I've not heard of. Very good. That's good information.
Yes, it is. Very good information. All right. We have another possibility for that website. I'm not sure it's the right one. Does it start out with, may we have permission to publish your data to help others? Name medical problems you experienced while using aspartame?
No, that's not mine.
Okay, we're going to get that. We are going to have that by the end of the week.
I think the first one was close to it. I think holistic, I don't know, Betty Martini will know.
Okay.
I've got a note
to ask her that. So
yeah.
We'll take care of that. We will find that website so that we can announce it during the week.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Diana.
Well, thank you so very much for being on the program. It's been wonderful to have you. And we are, as you said, you are looking for children who were born after 1983 and the possible consequences to the mothers or to the children, and that you are developing a database and are looking at the possible side effects of children who may have been born with either autism or developed a brain tumor or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so very much for being on the program.
Thank you, Diana, for the opportunity.
And this is such important information. Oh, if only people would believe the right sources, such as yourself.
I appreciate it, Diana.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.